Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you might want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733, live Sunday edition of the program with you here tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. According to CNN, there's a new Department of Homeland Security intelligence report warning of the so-called threat from the sovereign citizens. Yes, they're dragging out the old domestic terror threat, fear-mongering situation. We'll get into that here in a moment. Your calls, of course, about whatever you want to discuss. We've got Alma on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Alma.
Sweetie, Ian and Mark, you know, I called last night about I don't claim to be a patriot anymore. But, well, today I listened to the cheesy talk shows. Now, Democrats and Republicans are calling Obama a patriot. I'm not going to ride in the same boat with him.
Yeah. This is Rudy Giuliani apparently came out and said that, Barack Obama, I don't remember what the exact quote was, but that somehow he's a bad American or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And who pay him?
You know? Right, and you know he's a government employee just like everybody.
They're all the same to me. I mean, I can't tell the difference between Rudy Giuliani and Barack Obama.
What's a Democrat? What's a Republican? They look like the same thing to me.
Hey, yeah, two
I
sides.
Ask you one question before y'all
sure.
go. What do y'all feel about voting? I'm trying to find out what y'all feel about things.
Yeah, sure. Good question. It's an issue that has come up and likely will come up again and again on Free Talk Live.
Every time voting season comes around.
Voting season arrives. The answer for you is that the hosts on the show feel differently, at least not necessarily tonight. Mark, you and I both vote, but some hosts on Free Talk Live
do not. But you don't vote in federal elections because you don't pay federal income tax. Is that right?
Don't generally, I don't think, but I don't have a prohibition against it. I mean, I do still pay for the federal government through gas taxes and things like that, so I don't feel like there's a prohibition on it. I don't really care about federal elections.
Do you vote?
Oh, yeah, we both vote, but there are some hosts on the show who don't, so I don't know.
Well, I used to. This was the first year I didn't. I voted since I was, and I'm 60, since I was 18, I voted. But I feel like my vote is not being counted. It's a joke.
Well, you guys have the electronic voting machines there where you are?
Yeah, we're to computers now.
How does that make you feel?
I have been on the old-timey ones, and I've had to come out of those things and go, hello, my vote did not go down. Someone has messed with the machine. I had to go back there and flip some buttons to make my vote go in.
Oh, jeez.
Alma, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So, obviously, I live in a town where you fill in a slip of paper with a pencil, and then you put it in a box. And then anybody
They use pencil?
Yes.
Huh.
And then anybody can be there to count the votes with the vote counters at the end. So, I mean, you know, there's not that many interested people. It's not that big of a town.
Right.
But you could be there to count the votes. And that makes me confident that the votes for the town are correct. Now, as we start going up, it starts getting more complicated because, you know, you start moving. You know, my town's in a four-town district to vote on representatives and that sort of state representatives and that sort of thing. So, you know, that has to be counted in different areas. Then you're talking about gubernatorial votes. Those have to be sent to Concord in a sealed box. I don't know what happens to the sealed box. And so as far as a vote counting, I'm confident that my vote generally counts. I am not confident that my vote generally matters. And this is a difference that is really extremely important. And let me explain this. So I think that Barack Obama won, maybe it was 2008, maybe it was 2012 or whatever. He won New Hampshire by about 60,000. If I could go back and change my vote in some way in that election, it wouldn't make a difference in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Because if he gets, you know, 60,002 or 58,098, it doesn't make a difference because he won the election. So it doesn't matter even if it counts.
But some local elections, people can win by 1, 2, 3,
absolutely,
4 votes.
I'm just making the point that I don't believe every electoral college vote in the U.S. presidential vote is essentially its own election. So if you count every electoral college vote that's existed from now until the beginning of the nation, I don't suspect your one vote, or even if there's four voting people in your household, I don't suspect that there has been a single election of those probably 1,000 or more elections for president. And you got to follow me on how that works. I don't think that a single one of those things changes one single electoral college vote. If you had four votes that you could change in any one of those elections throughout history back to 17, whatever, it wouldn't change the election for president. That's why I say it doesn't matter.
At the federal level.
Yeah, at the federal level.
Because we have seen things. There was truck in your town that won by one vote, right? Like,
yep.
The funding, $200,000 for some fire truck.
It wasn't a fire truck. It was a city truck.
Whatever, some kind of truck.
Yeah.
The
fire truck came next year.
That you could have had you gone to that election, but you were actually down in Florida trying to get a pardon, which ultimately didn't work out for you.
Nope.
That one vote you could have cast could have been enough to stop that thing from happening. So.
It could have for that year.
For that year, sure.
And it likely would have gone through the next.
Oh, maybe, maybe not. Maybe some free staters would move into town, and then it would lose even more by the next election. So I think votes do matter, especially in New Hampshire, where we actually have a movement of people who love freedom who are coming here. We actually, Mark, you and I just came back from Social Sundays, which is a kind of a local hangout event for liberty activists.
Must have been 24 people there at least.
I would say over the entire time there were 24 there, which is not atypical. We usually have 15 to 20, but there were a couple of new movers from California, and another guy actually just moved from California. There are a bunch of people there from California, Florida, and New York, like three of the worst places to live.
Florida's not so bad comparatively. It's certainly populous.
It's not as bad as California and New York, but it's pretty bad because most of the people from New York moved to Florida.
I talked about on Saturday night that John Locke found or whatever's rating Florida the number one state for freedom.
It's ridiculous.
And I looked at it a bit more, and apparently they rated it on four factors.
Mm-hmm.
The Mercatus Center, which has ranked New Hampshire number one three times, rates on 200 factors.
That's a huge difference.
Four. Well, yeah, it's only a difference of 196.
Yeah. Let's talk to Stephen. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Can you explain the philosophy of libertarianism to me?
Sure.
Oh, sure. That's easy. You should. The ideas of liberty based around the concept that you should allow people to live free so long as they don't hurt anybody else, or that you should be able to live free so long as you don't hurt anybody else.
They usually are very specific about force and fraud.
Yeah. Not to use aggressive force against other peaceful people and to not defraud people.
Yeah. So.
Does that answer the question for you?
Yes, sir.
Anything else you want to share?
Nope.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I think that the ideas of liberty really sort of, in their basic sense, resonate with people. Well, that makes sense. You wouldn't want to use aggressive force on people.
People would not want to use violence against people.
It sounds like the golden rule in many ways. It just sort of makes sense. Now, when you realize that we have given a special classification of life on Earth to people who work for the government, and we allow them, the idea is that we as a society have given them agency over violence and fraud too, because the police can lie to you, and it's just fine.
They're trained to lie to you.
The federal government keeps all kinds of secrets from you. As a matter of fact, they've really ramped up that secret keeping in the last end of the Bush administration and all throughout the Obama administration. This is to say the president who ran on transparency is the least transparent presidency in forever. And when you think about this agency known as the government or the state or whatever it is, and you realize that, oh, they're not allowed to do that stuff either, then it gets really strange. Like, that's when sort of the real philosophy kicks in, as you realize, oh, we have an organization of people that use violence and lies to get what they want, and we think it's okay. That's the problem.
I don't think that's okay.
We as a society. I'm talking about we as human beings.
I'm not
beings.
A part of that society.
Yes, you are. You're one that has 46
chromosomes.
A society
is a voluntary organization of individuals who've come together for a common cause.
I'm talking about we as humans. Okay? And you are part of that group.
I don't recognize
that. The vast majority of humans believe that that's okay.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's because those people don't want to see the violence. They want to pretend like it's not there. And they get really uncomfortable when you point it out to them. 855-450-free. Like, uncomfortable to the point of they might get really violent themselves in some cases. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Share your thoughts.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get refinished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4 inch solid refinished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years. Hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And by the way, it is the live Sunday edition of the program. If you enjoy this program, then please shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there. You'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple. shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, I need some information from you. Free Talk Live, you know, we're an ad venue, like so many ad venues out there, and we sell ads for a living. One thing you need when you sell ads for a living is sort of some qualitative data, is what they call it, which means I want to know what your gender is. I want to know how old you are. I want to know a few things about you. And I've got a deal that I would like to exchange with you. I have three gift certificates. They're $50 for a t-shirt company that has some really cool t-shirts, and it'd be fun to go there and pick out the ones you want. I'd like them to send me some, but they haven't really offered that. Anyway, that's not my, no business of yours. Is all you have to do is go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out my listener survey. It is not complicated. For instance,
how long is it going to take me?
5 minutes tops.
Okay. All right.
And also, like, I don't ask all. Like, I refuse to ask the race question, so there's only one answer: human. 73% of people have answered that they are in fact human.
That's good. The rest are aliens.
Well, I just don't like the race question particularly, so I just decided to ask my own, and then if somebody asks me about the race of my demographics, I can say, well, 73% of them responded that they were human. And that'll throw off the people that are asking the questions. Nonetheless, I thought it was amusing. International listeners can win. As a matter of fact, some of them have gone and signed up. And thank you very much for you Europeans. I would certainly love to have listeners on every continent on the planet sign up, because that would be really awesome. We've had callers from every continent. But if you fill out the survey, you will be entered to win, and in all future contests that have to do with the survey, too. This particular drawing for these three $50 gift certificates will be held on March the 1st at noon Eastern. And that's when the cutoff for the drawing may be a little later from that. But nobody after that gets to do it. So that, anyway, it's demo.freetalklive.com to sign up. I'd appreciate it, and I intend to reward you. Potentially. Demo.freetalklive.com.
All right. CNN is reporting on the domestic terror threat of the so-called sovereign citizens. Yes, they're in the news again.
Always in the news.
Not always, but every now and then they trot them out as a sort of fear-mongering approach to try to get people afraid of the idea that their neighbors might be crazed killers and that they need the government to keep them safe from them. CNN reporting they're carrying out sporadic terror attacks on police. Now, it's interesting. Before the whole war on terror thing, if somebody shot a cop, that would just be, you know, killing a cop. It wouldn't be a terror attack on police. What is it that makes... How can you tell the difference between a terror attack on police and an attack on police? Are there any attacks on police anymore? Or are they all considered to be terror attacks?
I'd say that the vast majority, you know, I think that if you're just sort of like some gang members rolling in and you want to shoot up the police station, that's not a terror attack. I think that would just be an attack on police. But
the sovereign citizen, usually what they're referring to is that incident down in, I don't know, the south somewhere where a couple guys got pulled over randomly.
Beliefs would be the claim behind that. So
then they shot the hell out of the cop.
Yeah, I gotcha. And they absolutely did. But I would say that with 1,100 killings in the last, in 2014 by police, that just statistically, the police have to have killed more innocent people than sovereign citizens, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the sovereign citizen guys are hardly ever in the news for actually attacking something. Usually they keep dredging up the same old incident from 4 or 5 years ago.
So if you're taking in the last decade, you want to look at the amount of innocent people killed by police versus the amount of police, who I would say all of whom were killed by sovereign citizens or sort of innocent-y. Some people might disagree with me. But if you just compare all the people killed by all the police, any people killed by sovereign citizens because they're sovereign citizens, versus all the innocent people killed by police, that the organization that is most terroristic would then be policing organizations in the United States. I don't believe that. But if you're going to use terminology like terrorism, then that it has to be applied equally everywhere,
well,
right?
Well, no, to be fair, this is just CNN's editorial comment, right? This is just the writer.
I'm only trying to hold CNN accountable for their terminology.
Yeah, I'm just making it clear. I don't know if that particular terminology came from the government press release. It may have. A lot of these news articles, I'm putting quotes around the news articles part here, a lot of these things are essentially regurgitations of some government press release, and that's what they're referring to here is this DHS intelligence report that is warning of this right-wing threat, the sovereign citizens. And if they are referring to this as terror attacks on police, like that one incident where they're just on the side of the interstate, they've been pulled over and they shoot up some cop to death, shouldn't a terror attack be premeditated? Like, by definition, the idea of terrorism is to use violence or the threat of violence to achieve some sort of a political goal.
I think there's some argument for what you're making here, but I think you're just harping on the terrorism term a little too much.
The reason I'm harping on it is because they're suggesting that the sovereign citizens are domestic terrorists. And I'm saying that if somebody gets pulled over by the police and they're crazy and they go into a shootout with the police at that moment, that wasn't a premeditated attack. I mean, I guess you could argue that it was in that they had a gun and they knew that if the cops pulled them over, then they might do something. But they didn't necessarily think, I'm going to do this so I can take the police out or destroy the system. That's just an act of defense in that particular case.
I think it's a good argument for what you say.
Yeah, so I don't consider that to be terrorism, but obviously the state is going to because, well, they want to see as much terrorism as they can possibly see, or at least make you think that there's as much terrorism as they can possibly, make you believe. Because they want you to need them. They want you to want them, to desire their services, to protect you from the scary sovereign citizens. Going on here, a new intelligence assessment circulated by the Department of Homeland Security this month and reviewed by CNN focuses on the domestic terror threat from right-wing sovereign citizen extremists, and comes as the Obama administration holds a White House conference to focus efforts to fight violent extremism. Some federal and local law enforcement groups view the domestic terror threat from sovereign citizens groups as equal to, and in some cases greater than, the threat from foreign Islamic terror groups such as ISIS that garner more public attention. The Homeland Security report produced in coordination with the FBI.
Well, I mean, ISIS? I don't think ISIS is coming here, so okay, I suppose I agree with that statement. That the sovereign citizens are a threat to power because they don't recognize the power of these policing organizations the way they want their power recognized. So I suppose they're a threat in that way. Yes, anybody who does not adhere thoroughly to the state's line is really, it's a dissident, right? I mean, that's the terminology, and all they're trying to do is conflate a person, a terrorist, with a dissident.
Are told that's exactly what they're doing here. And they're going to give you some numbers here about how many alleged attacks there have been by so-called sovereign citizens here. In a moment, our toll-free number is 855-453. Are you afraid of the sovereign citizen threat? Do you consider yourself a sovereign citizen? Would love to hear from you. 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you a so-called sovereign citizen? If you believe the Department of Homeland Security, these guys are all over the place and they're a huge threat. I don't know if I agree, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get deeper into that here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you how to get free coffee. A pound of some of the best coffee out there. Mark, you drink BuzzBox coffee every single day if you can, correct?
Yeah, generally, yeah.
The only reason you won't do it is if you're like flying on an airplane or something like that.
Yeah, if I happen to be away, but sometimes I bring coffee with me on trips.
Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get a pound of BuzzBox for free. All you have to do is just cover the shipping cost. They'll send you the pound. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade, Arabica, and shade grown. It's great coffee.
It's really great coffee.
Delivered wherever you want to have it delivered. And you get on an auto ship program, which, by the way, you can cancel your subscription at any time. But more importantly, you can actually adjust the subscription so you can tell them how often you want a shipment and how much or how large you want that shipment to be. And, of course, what flavor. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Really cool thing about BuzzBox is that the portion of the profits from each pound are going toward helping people get microloans through Kiva.org. Mark, you're the one who's administering these loans. You're deciding who receives the loan, how much, they're asking for an amount, and you decide to fund the loan, correct?
I just did two today.
Give me one example.
Well, They're escaping me. I took a nap right afterwards, so I can't remember what the two.
I put you on the spot. Right.
Yeah, I just can't remember what they were.
Can you give me one from the past?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Just one.
Yeah, there was a guy from, for instance, Bolivia who buys used. Like appliances and that sort of thing, and then sells them again. And so he needed more product and that kind of thing. I'm remembering now. One of them was from, I think it was Cameroon, and it was group of people who are trying to buy beans for seeds, different types of seeds, and they're putting together several hundred dollars. So I loaned to them, and I just can't remember.
Did you loan them the full amount, or is
no?
No, so it comes from different people.
It comes
right?
from different people. Yes,
and you like throw in to the loan.
What that does is it spreads out
the risk
too for people. Okay. And at this point, we have had zero non-payments.
Wow, that's outstanding.
Yeah, we've had. We've loaned more than the average person loans on, Kiva, which makes sense. I mean, we're an organization. Other people are helping us and stuff
right.
like that. But we've had zero of non-pays. And the amazing
awesome.
Thing is the it's incredible the number of these people that pay. I think that their bad pay rate is 1.3% on average.
They really appreciate the help.
Yeah, right? I mean, these people are like, oh, I got all this money, and by their standards, that's a lot of money, right? I've got all this money loaned to me at, as I understand it, no interest. I'm certainly not getting interest on the money. And, you know, maybe the organizations that do the loan get a small amount in order to do it. I don't know the answer to that. But I'm going to pay this back so that I can, you know, do this in the future if I need to. So they have a real understanding of what the value is of these loans.
So you can help us fund these loans by becoming a subscriber over at coffee.freetalklive.com. And again, a free pound of coffee is in it for you. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The fear-mongering report here from CNN cites a Department of Homeland Security review about the alleged domestic terror threat from right-wing sovereign citizen extremists. The Homeland Security report produced in coordination with the FBI counts 24 violent sovereign citizen-related attacks across the U.S. since 2010. Now, whenever they use the hyphen related in reference to an attack or into anything, whether it's alcohol-related, so for instance, an alcohol-related crash on the interstate can mean the passenger was drunk.
Yeah.
That's an alcohol-related crash. And the way it's presented makes it sound like, my God, it's all, you know, drunk drivers. But in point of fact, they're counting passengers who are drunk as alcohol-related. So when they say it's a sovereign citizen-related attack, what does that really mean?
Also, I'd like to know what the attack means, is because I'm sure they will count a resisting arrest charge
as an attack.
As an attack, right? Mm. Which is a defense in many cases. It may be an unlawful defense, but it's not an attack.
Good point. The government says these are extremists who believe they can ignore laws and that their individual rights are under attack in routine daily instances, such as a traffic stop or being required to obey a court order. They have lashed out against authority in incidents such as one in 2012, in which a father and son were accused of engaging in a shootout with police in Louisiana, which is the one that I referenced earlier, in a confrontation.
Yeah, well, that's the one that they really, I think that's a legit, right? Like, these guys jumped out of this van, they shot those cops. It was, you know, that was a disgusting and vile act.
Well, I mean, it's not the right thing to do in that it's going to make you look bad, but ultimately they were defending themselves
How
from
so?
Attack by the police.
The police were doing what? And what way were they attacking?
They pulled them over. I mean, that's a deprivation of someone's freedom. I totally understand where some of these sovereign citizen guys are coming from. I mean, I don't think they're right about their interpretations of the law or whatever, because a lot of them have these kind of magic theories that they think if they utter certain words that they're going to be able to get out of the government system or whatever. I don't believe in that. But I do understand kind of the Chris Cantwell-esque viewpoint, if you will, that when the police are pulling you over, they are depriving you of your liberty. And if anybody else were to, you know, threaten you with violence to get you to waylay you on the highway, you would be within your rights to use violent force to stop them from doing that. Because they have a badge and a gun, however, means that the whole situation is completely different. Because people, when they look at that, they will see the man with the badge and the gun as a legitimate act. What he's doing as legitimate. And the sovereign citizens don't see that as legitimate. moment. And so, I don't blame them for it. I don't think it's the right approach.
I disagree because, with your premise that the police are, at that point are aggressing.
Of course they are.
Turning on your flashing lights and following somebody is not aggressing against them.
It's an indicator that you know what's coming next. Don't pull over, that man is going to try to run you off the road and possibly kill you.
And he'd liable to get all of his other friends to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I would agree with you that if you continue on, that's what's going to happen and
right.
that you will be experiencing. But at that point, you have not experienced aggression. So pulling over and just shooting a cop is, in my opinion, at that point, an aggressive act, not a defensive act.
Really? Huh.
Yes. You can take the ticket, because all the police officer is going to do is hand you a piece of paper.
Oh, not necessarily. Not if the cop sees an AK-47 in the back seat. Not in Louisiana.
Well, I get where you're coming from at that point.
Cop may very well try to put you in handcuffs.
Could be. Could be. I don't know the answer to that, but you're still not in an aggressive situation. The cop has discretion and could very well say, I think that you got the right to bear arms. There are police officers.
So what you're saying is you don't consider it when a police officer puts their lights on behind you, you don't consider it aggression until they try running you off the road?
I think you can reasonably consider it a threat.
Well, threats are aggressive, aren't they?
Yep. But I don't think that anybody else is going to interpret it that way. So you need to live both in the world of...
Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't say I supported what they were doing, Mark. I just said I understand it.
I understand it, too.
Yeah.
That's all, but I have rejected it, right? Like, I understand
it's
it at the place of
approach. I choose to...
Do you reject it?
That's correct.
It's not
my approach. I would not do that personally.
Because I think that's important to say...
But I also understand where they're coming from.
I reject this as a highly inexpedient way to go about bringing a future freer world. As a matter of fact, I would consider it not just inexpedient, but
counterproductive.
Yeah, counterproductive, highly counterproductive.
But I'm just empathizing with these guys. I mean, I can understand.
I want to empathize with the police officers' families, too. These guys were going out doing the normal job that they do every day that is accepted by the vast majority of the public, and they got shot and killed for really nothing.
Well, for pulling somebody over, and, that's an aggressive act. I wouldn't say it's for nothing. Anyway, going on here, the government says they believe they can ignore laws and their individual rights are under attack. This is what they think. So, let's see. The men were sovereign citizen extremists who claimed police had no authority over them, which is a nice belief, and, it certainly should be true that all men and women should be created equal and that one person cannot, by definition, have authority over another person unless that person is somehow given them permission to have that authority, because if we're all equal, how can somebody be above one of us? So I totally get that. 855, 453, more about this sovereign citizens coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you'd like to discuss. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are totally free. So if you like them, please, you can get behind the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the amp-only forum, and the amp-only Facebook group. Those are some of the perks, but there are more. Every now and then we get something real special, like Free Talk Live amplifiers who become platinum amplifiers, which is the $25 a month level. The regular level is $5 a month, and gosh, we sure do appreciate that and give you all those perks just for $5 a month. But if you do $25 a month, then you will qualify for the amp shirt that is coming out later on this, like a little closer towards summer. The rules are you have to become a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier by March 1st. So you have less than a week to accomplish this. Become a Platinum Amplifier by March 1st. Stay a Platinum Amplifier for at least 2 months, so through May 1st, and then you'll receive one of these very cool amp shirts. They're put on tech fabric, which they're long-sleeve shirts and high-quality fabric with a word cloud design that you can see for yourself by going to shirt.freetalklive.com. That's shirt.freetalklive.com. And your amp dollars make a big difference for us. It allows us to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth $5, $10, $25 a month, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about an alleged report here from the Department of Homeland Security, CNN reporting on this. The so-called sovereign citizen movement is in the news again, not because anything's happened recently. They're still citing the 2012 incident which, you know, that's 3 years old at this point, where a father and son were, they had a shootout with police in Louisiana, which did end up with two officers killed and allegedly others wounded in that confrontation. The men were so-called sovereign citizens, and the article labels them extremists who claimed police had no authority over them. Among the findings from the Department of Homeland Security assessment, sovereign citizen violence during 2015 will occur most frequently during routine law enforcement encounters at a suspect's home, during enforcement stops, and at government offices. The report adds that, quote, law enforcement officers will remain the primary target of sovereign citizen violence over the next year due to their role in physically enforcing laws and regulations.
That is their role.
The White House has fended off criticism in recent days for its reluctance to say the words Islamist extremism, even as the conference this week almost entirely focused on helping imams and community groups to counteract the lure of groups like ISIS. Absent from the White House conference is any focus on the domestic terror threat posed by sovereign citizens, militias, and other anti-government terrorists that have carried out multiple attacks in recent years.
Now, of course, so we're harping on the term terrorist again in this article.
Yep.
Is that the idea? Okay.
An administration official says the White House is focused on the threat from all terrorists, including from sovereign citizen and other domestic groups. The, let's see.
I'm not that fond of the term terrorist. I think that it's just, you know, state speak. As far as I'm concerned, any organization that rules by through fear, which by its definition, the government does that.
That's correct.
You know, I'm fine with calling, you know, the sovereign citizens a terrorist group if that's what you want to do. But let's make sure that we talk about the people in the government who terrify me, right? Yeah. Like, I am terrified of what might happen to me if I don't follow some of their dumb rules they've set up.
Well, I agree
rules
with you.
Rules that have, you know, that have no real bearing on, they have no business passing.
When you look up terrorism in the dictionary, it's a crystal clear definition of what the government does. Definition number one, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Now, that's not to say that ISIS isn't a terrorist group. They are, too. ISIS, the United States government. Really, the difference is only in degrees.
All governments.
Right. You're right. All governments. The difference is only in degrees between these agencies.
Now, the government.
I don't think the sovereign citizens qualify as terrorists because ultimately they just want to be left alone. They're not actually trying to, at least in the incidents we've heard about, they're not trying to end the state by attacking it. They just want to be left alone, and when the cops mess with them, they are willing to shoot back, which I think is not a good approach, but that's what they do, some of them.
Yeah, I mean,
not all sovereign citizens. I want to make it clear they're not all, you know, people who are willing to use violence.
But the governing documents of these organizations, at least in the United States, they often have the term consent in them. When you look when you look at declarations of you know, the constitutions of states, that you'll see the term consent. It pops up all the time. The consent of the governed. But when you don't give consent anymore, and there's areas of my life that I would like the government out of.
Let's come back to that discussion here. We do have John in Des Moines. He's on, John, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering, you know, I hear on the news and everything that Obama wanted to give ISIS jobs and everything. Why didn't he give them Obama phones, too? That way they could get a hold of their mothers and stuff, you know, because he's wanting their mothers to go to school and stuff like that to acknowledge and be aware that their sons are and stuff are terrorists. That way they can contact their mothers more often and stuff like that.
First of all, John, I don't really know what you're talking about. You're claiming Barack Obama wants to give ISIS jobs? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Well, I think
that doesn't make much sense.
Well,
does
I think
it?
That the terminology that was used is the idea is that we have to make the Middle East more vital, and that way people will have jobs as opposed to wanting to go work for militias.
Well, here's step one. If you want that to happen, Barack Obama or anyone else, is to leave the Middle East, get the United States government out of the Middle East, so then people can actually, create jobs in buildings that aren't, well, the remains of the buildings that aren't total bombed out husks. I think that would be a good step number one. What do you think, John?
I agree with you 100%.
So you're on board with withdrawing the United States military completely from the Middle East, then?
I'm on board with withdrawing. Now, I believe ISIS needs to be taken care of. I don't think we need to be playing foot and mouth with them either.
All right, so I'm a little confused. What were you on board 100% with? Because I had suggested getting the government out of, the U.S. government out of the Middle East. It sounded like you agreed with that, but then you didn't agree with that.
Well, I agree. I agree what I'm saying, sir, is if we're going to be there, then we need to take care of business. And
I am not there. Are you there?
Get it done and get it over with.
Just curious. It seems you're calling from Des Moines here tonight. Are you in the Middle East?
No.
Okay, well, then we're not in the Middle East. Were you saying? If the United States is going to be there, then what?
If the United States military is going to be there, then let them do their job.
Well, I think that the United States military has done its job in the Middle East over the course of 10 or 12 years that it's been there. I mean,
how long is this job going to go on for?
This is what it looks like when the United States military does its job. The idea that they're being held back in some way doesn't seem very legit to me, especially when there was a major that was quoted in the Iraq conflict that he would give a 3-day pass to the first of his soldiers to kill a Iraqi with a bayonet. It's not like these dogs were on the leash at any point. This is what it looks like when the military is let loose. The area is destabilized. That's why we have organizations
like
ISIS. ISIS and or ISIL or IS or whatever the heck they're going to be called this week, that have taken over because the area was destabilized. This is the question I would have for you. Do you think Iraq is any better off than before it was invaded?
No, I do not.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, the place was effed up before the United States showed up. It was effed up when the United States was in it, and it's effed up now. What in the hell did the U.S. military...
It's going to be effed up 100 years from now.
I think that the biggest problem with that,
let's stop spending trillions of dollars on trying to eff it up even more. How about that?
So I think that this is the problem. Is prior to the Middle East being sort of carved up by Winston Churchill and those in England and that sort of thing, it was controlled by the Ottoman Empire. These areas haven't really been free for many centuries. Now, these people yearn to be free just like you and I do. And if we let them alone, at some point they will be. Saudi Arabia is ruled by people that apparently aren't even Saudi Arabian, and they call themselves kings and princes. The United States people would never put up with a person that was not from the United States, sort of ethnically or whatever, and then called themselves a king. And why in the world would he expect people in the Middle East to put up with that? That's what the problem is that we're trying to establish this sort of world order, the way things that should be, because it's really convenient for us when the Saudis, government is stable. It's convenient for us to get oil from them. That's John, why the United States supports it.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We are here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. Plus, coming up, the cops, apparently in the United States, some of them having a tough time hiring, and they're blaming social media. Mark's got the story on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.